good evening. I come to you this time. There is with you a sense of pressure within your energy field. So I will begin slowly this time. As always, my dear friends, I am happy to join with you once more.
Yes, we're very happy to have you back again.
Your thoughts of healing are taken, and your concerns for your wider world are most appreciated. As is always, your thoughts outside this room. We have watched each one of you closely as you approach your everyday lives, your consideration for others, that innate love which you feel for those in need. Not only human, but also the animal and the vegetable kingdom. It shows to us, my dear friends, how much you have grown. And I hope always to remind you of this, because even although you are not aware of your own spiritual growth, we can see that over time, that light quickens even more brightly. And for this, we wish to thank you.
That's very good, very reassuring to have your words on that.
I'm grateful for the teachings that you bring. It helps us along the way.
Yes. For this time, I will not be with you too long, because we do not wish to place any unnecessary fatigue to the instrument this time.
Yes.
Understood.
You would do well to understand that communication with our world is natural, but there is always consideration for the human form at all times, but even more so with this type of communication. You understand?
Yes.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Therefore, answer anything for you, and then we'll proceed to work quietly with this instrument for the rest of this evening.
Well, there is one question I think we're all interested to. Can you start, Sarah?
I know you've asked me, told me I shouldn't worry that the communications that come through me aren't real, but we did have one the other day, and he said that we are already preparing for our passing over to the other side, and that we would be surprised at the thoughts that we, when we go over to the other side, we would be surprised at the thoughts that we've been having over here. Can you just say anything about that? Maybe there's a little bit more.
Yes, I think this, Sarah, originated from another group, and it came via an aspect.
That's right.
A soul aspect of the person in that other earthly group. I think I'm right in saying
yes,
that.
Yes, that's right. I've forgotten that. Mm.
Which was completely new to us.
Yes, I understand what you are saying. But there would be no need for another aspect to be involved so closely with one lifetime. So your question is, what are you confused about?
Well, I think first of all that there was the first thing that somebody came through me and said that they were going to, somebody from another group wished to make contact with us, and then this other person came through, and although, because this person was still alive, it was a spirit that was doing the talking for this person that was still alive, and then the message was that we are already preparing for our passing over to the other side with our thoughts that we're not aware of. Is that right? Is that what I heard?
Yes, they had teachings from someone, say, similar to you in their group, only maybe different teachings, and this was one of the teachings that they passed
on. I just clarify
thank you.
One thing for you?
Yes, please, thank you.
When spirit returns to earthly form, that has been their decision. Mm. The other aspects of the soul remain just that. Mm. There is no contact whilst you inhabit these human forms with other aspects of the soul.
No.
That only takes place when you return home.
Yes.
And then all is made available to you.
Yes.
So, therefore, yes, all is placed before you. All conditions of that lifetime, which of course include any thoughts that have been sent forth, because you understand that thoughts remain and are real and are reality. So therefore your thoughts are made available to you, but not any more so than the whole of your living. All is known anyway.
Yes. I think this...
So, I beg your pardon.
Maybe carry on, Samuel.
I would say to you, my dear friends, that when communications take place, you have to, at some stage of your development, be just a little more discerning with whom you are making contact.
Yes.
You understand? Mm-hmm. I do not say that this is incorrect, but what you are being given, I have to say, was from someone whose knowledge was in some way a little limited.
Yes, well, that's why we were keen to ask your opinion, Sanimet, because...
But don't doubt the communication aspect.
No.
That is real.
Yes.
But what I would wish you to do now, as you each develop more clearly, is just to be a little more discerning of those who come to you.
Yes, yes.
If you are in doubt, place the question before us and you should have the answer immediately. You understand?
When you say place the order of the question...
Send your thought to us.
Yes.
And have it, I believe you will say, clarified. Mm.
I think that's why probably we were keen to ask you, because maybe it just didn't sit quite comfortably with us.
No, it didn't, did it?
No.
We were just puzzled.
Yes.
No.
So that's probably... we got the answer already, we didn't hear it probably.
I can assure you.
Yes.
That there are many groups throughout your world who would be taught all of the things that I am teaching you.
Yes.
Because when first I came to you, did I not say that this had been a chance for us in spirit to come at this time to teach many truths.
Yes.
Nothing new but to remind mankind of what has always been.
Yes. Yes.
So therefore, it must make sense to you that there would be many, many more being taught these truths.
Would there be, by any chance, because this one that came, this communication that came through, and it's said it was from somebody who's living already, but might there just be a chance that they wanted to make contact with us because they had been made aware that maybe our knowledge was, we'd had a greater teaching than they had, or is that just...
That is... not correct.
No.
Why would they not make human contact?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's the question that you must ask.
Yes.
That was what your instrument said, actually, when I was talking to her.
What's that, Lillian?
Why not make the human contact?
Yes.
I would only say what... is most concerning as far as I am concerned is that they are involving other aspects of the human form and that is not so.
Yeah, I think they just... It was just because that somebody from another group wanted to make contact with us and in the meetings, they would have to do it via another spirit, and that's not good, then, you're saying?
Another aspect, I believe, you said.
Well, I think George said that, but I don't think that's quite right. I think it was what I understood, it was somebody from another group that was making contact with us. Because they were still alive, they'd done it through a spirit.
But it is not sensible. Would you not agree for well, this did, to take place?
It did seem a little strange, I have yes. to say.
Yeah, right from yes. the word go, didn't mm. you, really?
I would not be too concerned, provided you understand that some communicators are not as advanced, if I might use that word,
yes.
as they sometimes think.
Yes.
They do not wish to deceive, but they themselves do not have that knowledge to give. And therefore, as people become confused in your world, so sometimes our communicators are confused in our world.
Yes. Would there be a way, if I were just to say mentally, not to have this sort of communication, would that be apt to do that?
Your communication should begin at the beginning as you join together to ask that you receive only that in love and truth.
Yeah.
And that, of course, you know each of you are protected.
Mm.
But to do it individually is wise also.
Yes. But then, of course, this one wasn't doing it. He was doing it in love and truth, probably, but it
yes.
just wasn't quite right.
That's why I say, do not doubt the communication aspect.
Mm.
Only sometimes what is said.
Yes.
Perhaps
yes.
one could see it as an experiment, and like the general run of experiments. Some are sensible, while some are very questionable.
Yes, all have their own views, and I will not say motives, that is incorrect. But they feel that their advice to you is correct, when sometimes it is a little wayward.
Yes, yes.
Perhaps that is the best way to describe it to you. I hope that has helped in some
yes,
way.
Thank you. Well, all I can say is thank goodness we've got you so
much. Just thank goodness, yes. What's going through my mind?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes.
I believe you already have communication with others who are having information from us along very similar lines. And I am sure they did not need another communicator from our side of life. The communication has been made by our dear friend here.
Which dear friend is this?
The one known to you as George.
Oh.
He already makes contact in the earthly sense with those of like mind.
Yes.
Does he not?
Yes.
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 And that is much more appropriate, my dear friends, for those of you in this world.
Yes. Yes. Are you able to take another question? Sorry, Milton.
I will take one more only.
Could you clarify for us the difference between mind projection and astral projection. We're aware of some differences. I think the mind projection involves mind or brain connection. Yes. And I think astral projection can occur during sleep state.
Yes.
Could you clarify that area for us, please?
Yes. Astral projection is a solitary endeavor. Mind projection requires another mind. Hmm. That is the utmost point to make.
Yes.
There is no point in having mind projection if it is not taken up and received. But the spirit can make astral projections by itself and travel throughout all of eternity.
Yes.
As a solitary unit.
So could one say that astral projection is like the first part or the outset of mind projection?
Yes, I would suggest to you that is a rather clever way of looking at these two things. Mind projection is on a much more spiritual level, although all of you can do it when it is created and used properly. Mind projection is what is used in our world all of the time. There is no need for words. It is a mind energy.
Yes.
And it becomes much more refined as you move forward in our world.
Yes, and I take your point about it being more spiritual, and that that connects with it being shared.
Yes.
Not only perhaps shared by the two people principally involved, but also shared by the support groups, if I could use that word.
Yes. There will always be those in spirit aware of any thoughts. There are those who are called thought keepers.
Yes.
But I believe you know all of this.
Yes.
But as I have tried to tell you, in times past, you have to begin somewhere with mind projection. Because remember, my dear friends, you are spirit. You must always remind yourselves, you are not human, you are spirit, clothed in human garb. And if you constantly remind yourselves, mind projection should become much easier for you. It is the human element of man which holds him back. He is afraid in his own limited way of what is available to him. You understand.
Is people who contact deceased people in spirit communicate with them, pass on messages to us, is that a form of mind projection?
It is used, of course. It is more a blending of we will use the term mind, but it is more a blending of energy. it is slightly different. Right. When you use mind projection, you are sending to another. When mediums here make contact with our world, the energies are used differently.
Sally Webb, can I just ask, if I'm sitting at the piano and I suddenly receive some inspiration and I can suddenly play a new piece that I've never played before and it's straight away, is that mind projection? Is somebody projecting that to my mind?
That is a form of mind projection, yes, because you are not aware of any connection, or you have not, as you say in your world, tuned in, then you are open to mind projection.
Because I've been really amazed sometimes by that, but as far as I've been aware, I've just been feeling very relaxed.
Yes, and you have opened up to receive from our world.
Yeah. Presumably, if I ask for more in meditation, would be given, and I sit more.
That is possible.
Not necessarily.
I will not say it is necessarily true that you will receive more.
Yeah.
It will depend, of course, on whoever is trying to inspire you.
Right. Then the other question I wondered was if, it does seem, I feel there are different people with me sometimes because my playing is very different.
Yes.
I noticed this weekend I played twice. The second time it was a very different experience.
There are a group who come to you.
Ah, thank you. That does answer the question.
Yes. There are a group of five.
Five? That's very interesting. Thank you. Yes.
Very nice.
Now, are you happy with your answer, my dear friend?
Wonderful, yes, I'm sure that's clarified things beautifully for all of us.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Now, I will withdraw this time. I will work quietly with the instrument and leave it with our dear lady friend to continue with whatever is in store for you.
Thank you again.
Thank you, thank you.
As always, I leave you surrounded by my love.
Thank you. Thank you.